WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Traffic started to pick up around some of the biggest airports across the country as millions hit the road for Thanksgiving. CBS's Steve Futterman is at LAX.
This morning, the roads around Los Angeles International Airport were pretty empty, but now as the afternoon and the evening has finally approached, we are seeing large traffic jams. You hear people honking their horns as they're a bit late maybe for their flights. The crowds are going to increase this evening, and then, of course, tomorrow we're really going to see the large crowds the day before Thanksgiving, one of the busiest travel days of the year. Steve Futterman, CBS News at Los Angeles International Airport.
The man suspected of shooting up a gay club in Colorado Springs will make a video appearance in court tomorrow from jail. CBS's Janet Shamlian.
Anderson Lee Aldrich is out of the hospital, Colorado Springs Police Department turning him over to the county jail. And there's new information on his background. He was known as Nicholas Brink until age 15, when he changed his name. That action reportedly coming after he'd been viciously bullied online.
He's accused of killing five people. Today, President Biden called to thank one of the men who stopped him.
I'm Matt Piper in New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul has signed two bills dealing with the rise in hate crimes.
The first bill requires individuals convicted of hate crimes to undergo mandatory training in hate crime prevention. The second bill establishes a statewide campaign around inclusion, tolerance, and understanding of diversity. I want this to be a national model.
It comes on the heels of a foiled plot to shoot up a New York City synagogue. The two suspects were arrested at Penn Station last week, and a person of interest is in custody for allegedly hurling bricks at a New York City gay bar three times in the past week.
The man accused of killing one person by crashing into an Apple store says it was an accident. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
53-year-old Bradley Rain appeared in court this morning explaining his foot was stuck under the accelerator of his Toyota 4Runner before it smashed into the business, pinning some customers to the back wall.
He faces reckless homicide charges. The Supreme Court's cleared the way for Donald Trump's tax returns to be released. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
The timing of this is really important because the Democrats only will control the House for a few weeks remaining. But it looks like during that time, the tax returns will finally be disclosed.
The Biden administration is extending a pause on federal student loan repayments to allow the Supreme Court to rule on the legality of its debt relief program. That pause will now end no later than June 30th. The Dow added about 400 points today, the NASDAQ up 149. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. It's true, for the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people. But what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members now. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yeah, they can handle your bills, too. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, before November 30th, they will waive your new member fee. So you're going to save even more. MediShare is the gold standard in healthcare sharing, and joining right now makes a lot of sense. Again, pay no new member fees if you join now and start enjoying great savings and a great way to handle your healthcare. Call now, 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE, 866-88-BIBLE.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
In Columbia County, 15-year-old Garrett Diem shot a trophy buck but was distraught to find it missing a mere 20 minutes after he took pictures with the 22-pointer. He went over to show his grandparents the pictures and get the equipment he needed to field dress the deer, but found it missing when he returned. His mom contacted the Columbia County Sheriff's Office and posted a plea on Facebook. According to WAOW, Garrett's mom Sarah's post was shared over 5,000 times overnight. The next morning, the head and cape of the deer were returned, and the suspect confessed and offered to pay for the meat processing. While the family was astounded that someone would take the buck right off their property, they are grateful to the community and everyone on Facebook for spreading the word and pictures and that the buck was returned. Garrett should be getting the meat back from processing within the next week or two. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 18. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. High of 44. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 26. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Cloudy skies expected Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Mid-40s Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Game day. Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you. Ho, ho, ho!
Let it slip, it cough, it check. Talk to the doctor now and share.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManageYourBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Fox Theater in Stevens Point has changed their name to The Opera House and is pushing off their reopening date a full year until New Year's Eve 2023. Officials anticipate holding the opening sooner than that, but want to give themselves a cushion for safety and possible construction delays. The DNR is reminding gun owners and hunters of the need for safety this hunting season. With the recent tragic loss of an 11-year-old boy in Green Lake County, officials stress the importance of the acronym TABK. This stands for Treat Every Firearm As If It's Loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target. And keep your trigger finger outside the trigger guard until it's time to shoot. It is also important to be careful when prepping the gun. It should not be loaded inside a vehicle or home. The DNR recommends loading guns after getting into the deer stand and unloading before exiting. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 18. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. High of 44. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 26. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Cloudy skies expected Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Mid-40s Thursday, upper 30s by Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Verify election results. In sports, the Bucks beat Portland last night 119-111. Milwaukee hosts Chicago tomorrow night. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
It's great to hear you say these things, Rachel.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks, Robert. And that was one of the things that we felt really good about in D.C., you know, because they traditionally, this colonization or that mindset or colonizers or settlers, however you, it's like a mindset. It's not a race of people. One of the tactics that have been used against our people is to divide us and to make us look like we're not united. And on the 13th,
I think we just lost Rachel.
We did. Technology is, you know, Robert, when you talk about powerful stuff, sometimes technology starts to go a little haywire, right?
Well, you know, and I agree. And I've always told you the story, Ogma. It's like we're made out of electrons and, you know, we're around electrons and things like that. And it looks like, oh, look at our friend Beth. AIM, kick the doors open. That's right. Beth of Warrior Women Director. And I just saw Warrior Women on TPT just a couple nights ago. That was just awesome to have that on. And these things, how much do you know? I'm going to ask our intern, how much do you know about the American Indian Movement as being a youngster?
Oh, wow. As being a youngster, I'd say I know enough to know what it is, but I don't know everything. Everyone has something to learn, and I want to be more involved in learning and being AIM, like Rachel was saying.
Yeah, that's a great way to think, too. And I know. Ogama, when you were down during the George Floyd ordeal, protecting stuff, you had some AIM swag on too, and you were AIM too, right?
I was, yeah. During the riots that followed the murder of George Floyd, there was a number of people organized by NACTI and with the help of AIM in Minneapolis, because leadership had just transferred over and Native Roots Radio had helped cover that information immediately preceding that. Me and my now spouse drove down to the Twin Cities and you know, brought our car and parked it in front of the doors of the Minneapolis American Indian Center, and you stayed up all night, two nights in a row, ready for what might have happened on Franklin Avenue. And there was a lot of people in the community and from outside the community like us who had showed up to play that role. And that, I think, really is what the spirit of AIM is about. It's people who show up and people who are there to protect and serve our communities directly.
Ogama, do you have a time to play? Do we have time to play that clip right now that we were talking about? And maybe you can, we can go a little.
You know,
long.
I don't know how much time we have left in the segment, Robert. I think we're coming up on just a couple of minutes left in the segment, but I know that. Oh, go ahead, Robert. I can't see the times. Can you tell?
Yeah, we have a minute and 40 seconds.
Yeah, it was about a 3-minute clip, but I could start the next segment with it if you want, Robert. Leonard Peltier sent a statement for a day of mourning today or earlier this week, and we would be happy to. I was able to read it out earlier today. So
did you do it with some music in the background and a male voice, or did you just do it? No, I'm just kidding. Hey,
I couldn't do it in Leonard Peltier's voice, but Beth Castle just chimed in and reminded us that AIM is a movement and a mindset. AIM is women of all red nations, and that she'll keep Native Roots Radio in the loop as she launches the Women of Wounded Knee exhibit for the 50th anniversary. So we're really excited about that. Women of Wounded Knee exhibit sounds phenomenal. Miigwech to you, Beth.
Yeah, and it'll be down at Wounded Knee too, so I'm going to try and get down there this year for the 50th anniversary and hopefully see Madonna Thunderhawk on a horse again for her 82nd birthday. That blew my mind. But hey, why don't we take a quick break here and we'll lead off. We'll have you intro Leonard's letter and have you read it. So it's good. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Hi, this is Robert Pilot here telling you about Minnesota Native American art. Did you know that Twin Cities is known for Native art? Well, if you're not familiar, then check out All My Relations Arts. It's a program that seeks to increase the visibility and value of these incredibly talented American Indian artists in all forms of art while honoring the history and the presence of indigenous cultures. And right now, All My Relations Arts is showcasing Rosie Seamus Dance, She Who Lives on the Road to War. This is an immersive installation dance performance created by Rosie Seamus in response to global loss and the collective need to come together in peace and reconciliation. She Who Lives on the Road to War is a place for visitors to rest, grieve, console, and meditate. Performances will take place through mid-December. Find the performance schedule at allmyrelationsarts.com. I love all the indigenous art here in the Twin Cities, and I hope you can enjoy it too. allmyrelationsarts.com.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a five-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh,
yeah, good one. Yeah. The intern kicked it in today, too. Good one. Yes. Right on. Hey, we're back here, and we're going to be taking a break. We're going to have best ofs on the next few days here on the Civic Media Network. But yesterday we had a great conversation about Thanksgiving and what it means to a lot of Native Americans. And so I think it'd be fitting, Ogma, if you read Leonard's letter, and maybe I could put some music in the background or maybe not.
Yeah, absolutely. Leonard Peltier's or representatives of Leonard Peltier have sent Leonard Peltier's official Day of Mourning statement for 2022. And it is available for the public. So if without further ado, I will read that now. Greetings, my relatives, friends, loved ones, and supporters. First, I want to say how deeply grateful I am that you would want to hear what I have to say. It is an honor to be with you in spirit, though I am far away. Being my age and having spent these many years in prison plays on your heart to the nth degree. I am here because I wanted to make a difference for our people, and I want to encourage others to do the same. My heart has not changed, and my intentions have not changed. The love and faith I have in our future generation has not changed. All the world now faces the same challenges that our people foretold regarding climate damage being caused by people who take more than they need, dismissing the teachings of our fathers and the knowledge of countless generations living upon the earth in harmony. I may sound a bit dramatic and sensitive, but after all these years and the 78 journeys around the sun, I often feel and think that I should speak my mind and heart to whomever I can, whenever I can, because at my age, you never know if you are going to live another 20 years or 20 minutes. Our people have been through a lot. Generations have been imprisoned, beaten, murdered, dispossessed of our lands, and they fought so we might live. We are proud of our ancestors. I have tried to make the best of my time upon the earth in my given circumstances. To say the least, this has not been an enjoyable life journey, but I am proud to have been given a chance to stand for our people. I encourage you to do the same. I am not a speaker, but I have spoken. I am not a leader, but I have led. Having said this, knowing what I know now, feeling what I felt, seeing what I've seen, and hearing what I've heard, I would do it all over again. For as our ancestors loved a future for us, I love all people who have walked upon this earth. I recognize her as the greatest manifestation of the Creator, and she should be recognized as such. On this day of mourning, I encourage you with a hopeful heart to continue to gather and have ceremony in remembrance of all our people, especially those who have given their lives so that we might live. Each of you has within you the potential to make a difference in the world. Each of you has the opportunity and ability to do one act of kindness to someone in need and one act to make the earth a better place for all life. I, with the help of others, have started a food forest movement. We encourage all people throughout the earth to plant at least one fruit-bearing tree so that the animals and all creatures of the earth will have healthier food, better air, and cleaner water. Forgive me if I have said too much or too little. Time in this place is often irrelevant to the task at hand. May the Creator bless you, your families, and all our peoples of like mind. Peace, love, and blessings in the spirit of Crazy Horse. Doksha, Leonard Peltier, Metaquayasin.
Wow, thank you, Ogama, for reading that.
Brought me to tears when I read it earlier today when it came in.
Free Leonard Peltier now. Again, you know, just to briefly touch on it again, what Rachel said and what we've talked about many times is that he's not in prison for murder. He's in for aiding and abetting. And if he wasn't Native American and if they didn't want to teach us a lesson, he would have been out after a few years in prison for aiding and abetting a murder. So we pray for him. He's 78 years old and we need him out as soon as possible. Gets really emotional when this can happen here in this land of so-called free and brave and all those things. It's disappointing. How do the young ones feel, Ayana? How do you feel? It's been a pretty heavy-duty show today.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of my peers really believe in, like, the cause, believing in... We need to free this. He doesn't deserve to be in jail. And we have to do what we can as people.
Yeah, good words there. And, you know, Ogama, the things that are suggested are letters to the senators now and the representatives, because they're on the radar. It sounds like Rachel and people from American Indian Movement were able to talk to some senators when they were in Washington for the walk.
Yeah, Rachel had mentioned that, and for those of you that are listening, I know Leonard Peltier encouraged planting of a fruit tree if you can, which is funny because I did do that earlier this year. I was able to acquire some choke cherries and planted those, but it's winter now, and you can take some time and warm up and send letters to your senators, to your representatives, or to President Biden asking for Leonard Peltier's clemency and immediate release. So if you haven't yet, make sure to Google who are my representatives, and you'll most likely get a pretty quick and easy answer to find who your representatives are and how to contact them directly.
Yeah, it's ironic too, in a good way, that Leonard mentioned to plant these fruit trees or fruit plants so our relatives with hooves and tails and fins and big schnozzes can eat too, because they take over my yard anyway. So got a possum back there now.
A possum? That one, that I don't know that I've ever seen a possum in real life, but I'm excited because they're gentle and sweet creatures. Yeah. So consider yourself blessed. We have woodpeckers where I live, which are nice.
We do too. We have the squirrel. What we have in our backyard, because Wendy feeds them, is we have, of course, squirrels. We just got a white squirrel showing up too. So we have like a dozen squirrels. We have a raccoon that comes every night, and you know, he's got a little burglar, you know, mask on and little fingers and a thumb. And then, of course, we have the black birds, the big hawks. The eagles fly over our head, too, and so we got to protect our little dogs. And so we have many sacred animals flying over the pilot residence here in sunny St. Paul, Minnesota.
We're having in the spirit of Wendy Pilot, who's not on today, we're having a little bit of an animal section, acknowledging our sacred relatives with many different ways of transportation. And, you know, we're about to see those colder months. So remember to be kind to all living things. And Robert, what do you usually close the show with?
Well, I wanted to say this before I close the show, is that people, if you're with your families, love them, hold them, talk to them. We don't know how long they'll be with us. And to our relatives that have passed on, we will see you again soon, and hold a place for us in a good way. And for people that are celebrating, celebrate with your family and be thankful that they're still with us. And talk to somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, because everybody needs to be talked to in a good way. So we need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. You've been listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. We'll see you live Monday. Listen to our best ofs. We'll be back next week live.
You are listening to your...
We all make promises, big and small. Tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse,
in sickness and in health,
to love and cherish,
to be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.